Get ready. It's time for News for the Soul. Life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. All found at newsforthesoul.com. And now, here's your host and the founder of News for the Soul, Nicole Whitney.
Everybody, I'm Nicole with News for the Soul. We're here doing newsforthesoul.com, and what better news than the story we're going to hear today? How would you like to win all the time, every contest you enter? Well, this is what Helene has experienced, so we're going to find out about her story, which started a long time ago. Helene Hatzold, find out about her amazing lifetime of winning. I mean, we're talking not just little things, we're talking about, you know, not coupons, but winning a house and trips all over the place to the point where it actually got boring to do so. So I can't imagine how many times you have to win a trip to Europe to get bored of that, but we'll find out today. All that and more on News for the Soul. If you miss any of the show, newsforthesoul.com. Back in two.
You're now tuned in to Nicole Whitney's News for the Soul highlights. Life-changing spotlights she has shared with leading teachers in the human consciousness field since 1997. Go now to newsforthesoul.com to hear the full shows totally free. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we are back. I'm Nicole, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. What better uplifting can we do than bringing you a story from someone who has won nearly every contest she's ever entered? How would you like to do that? Talk about law of attraction there. And we're talking about a long-standing history of large prizes to the point of where winning free trips to Europe apparently got boring. So we want to find out how we can experience that as well and how we can apply that to whatever we're living in our lives. Helene Hatzold is my guest for the rest of this hour, and I'm excited about talking to her and introducing you to her. She has worked with the likes of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale and Joseph Murray, authoring books of Power of Subconscious Mind, helping Jose Silva set up Silva Method Mind Training Centers over the years. Quite the interesting history. Let's find out her story. Helene, welcome to News for the Soul.
Well, hi there.
How are you doing?
Great.
I would imagine you're always doing great.
Yes. It's a busy time all the time for me.
So where does your story, I know you've probably told it a kabillion times over many years, but I just rediscovered you recently via the internet. I think it was through email I got from Joe Vitale recently or something, and I thought, oh my goodness, listen to this. So this is new for me and my listeners, some of them perhaps, and I'd love to hear your story.
Well, should we start at the beginning?
That's an excellent
question. And do you have about 20 or 30 hours?
Perhaps a more condensed version, but beginning
well,
is good.
Well, yes. But I know the a group from Malaysia came over to do a DVD, and we sat here 8 hours interviewing me. And that was just it could have gone on forever because everything in my life, I feel, has been a daring adventure or nothing. I think I set this up, really. Let's start at the beginning. Yes, I was a little happy homemaker with three children. And, we our needs are met mostly, but then we have a lot of wants. And that's when I started entering contests. That's originally when it started. I had read the book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And he said one thing that intrigued me. He said, you can have anything you want, provided you know what it is and see yourself as already having it. There's no doubts, just see yourself as already having it. I think I meditated on that, and I thought, that just is just too simple. I'm a person that always has to investigate everything. Well, anyway, nevertheless, that night my husband came in, and we were talking, and I said, I read this book, and I'm fascinated about what we can win if we want to. We can just apply this to anything. And he was reading the paper, and he said, he said, okay, why don't you win me an outboard motor? And he was reading the paper, and the Evinrude outboard motor had a contest. He had to write 25 words or less why you take Coca-Cola on outings. And I said, and he says, and then you can win us an outboard motor. And that night, I was so serious, and you want to say, I don't know, but I went into my room, and I sat there, and I thought, I pictured my husband sitting in a boat with a six-pack of Cokes. And that's all I did. That was my picture. And then I wrote this article. I mean, I wrote the 25 words. My husband loved to go fishing on weekends by himself. He was in a very, very stressful work. And this was his way to release. And all the children were too young to go with him. So, and he just had an old paddle boat. And that's just for a couple of hours. But he wanted this outboard motor. So now, temporarily, I became him. And I sat there, and I said, I'm a lone wolf fisherman. Cokes are my silent partners. They contribute no yakety-yak when called upon. And that was 25 words. I send it in. I showed it to him. I send it in, and I said, I wonder how long it's going to take him to let us know that you won. It was exactly 10 days later when a local representative called and said, you won your outboard motor. Well, see, that was the start of it. And then I thought,
Before you go on, how long ago was that? When was that?
Oh, honey, that was in the 40s when they were having a lot of the 25 words or less, 50 words or less, and a few sweepstakes. But today, there's mostly sweepstakes. But anyway, mm-hmm. That's originally how I got started.
Well, I want to ask you a couple of questions before you move on about just the process, because I'm like you. I like to kind of scientifically break it down. So when you went in and you pictured it, and you were, as you said, you became him, and you were in the boat, and you were picturing the thing. And how long did you hold that vision or the picture?
I don't recall. I just, I will say, during the day, when I was driving the car or vacuuming or doing mundane things, I would see the end result. So
you did revisit the picture.
Yes, yes. This is the reason that I wrote the article. And I think it's very, very simple for everyone to now understand. And I call it SPEC, S-P-E-C. And what it means is selected, projected, expected, collected. And that's the formula that I have used, all my life. Right now, I'm not interested in material things. I have everything I possibly want. And I'm not hoarding, or I'm not in the power or greed mode. I like to use it in other areas of projecting particular things that I want with people, telepathy, et cetera. And I'm still using this technique, and it's still working.
Well, this is why that it was so exciting, because it's, it can be, as you say, applied to anything. It's kind of the mechanics of the consciousness, and we talk about on News for the Soul, we've talked about this kind of thing for years in many different ways, and getting closer to really understanding what that means and what our potential is and what our true nature is what we're always striving for here. So one of the big questions that comes up, I still want to hear, more of the linear story. I know I sort of threw you off off track there, but I wanted to break it down, the process, because, the biggest question is how you stay out of the doubt creeping in.
Okay, you can only think of one thing at a time. And there are several techniques until you get out of that mode. I mean, we're all in different emotions. We know this. But one of the things is this rubber band technique. One woman said, I'm always negative. I'm around negative people, and I work in an office negative. And I said, well, just wear a rubber band. And the minute that they're discussing something negative and you're now then associating with it, snap your rubber band and get back to something positive. And I said, all of a sudden, it becomes a way of life with you. And everything that is, limiting or negative, I call it a learning experience. I say, oh, you're just going through a learning experience. And what you need to do after it's over with, I mean, there's always a good, positive end result that you set this up. You know, you create your future. Why did you set it up? Well, okay, if you think it's negative, then it's a learning experience, and then it can be over with. Now let's get on with life and be positive, uplifting. And so this is one of the techniques that you can use. But remember, you can only think of one thing at a time, and you're in control of your thinking. So if you let other people influence you, then it's something that you need to address. And so
it's literally replace it with something.
Yes, definitely.
Well, let's get back to your story. I know I interrupted there because I've been dying to ask you so many questions, so I'll try to
You're not dying to ask.
Get through it.
You're interested in See, I would correct you if you were in my environment, you know.
Okay, I'm living to ask you questions. Good point. See, this is a good point because we do pay attention to our thoughts and words.
Yes, everything we say, everything is energy, and we're projecting energy in our thoughts, and words become thoughts and so forth, and you're creating that. So that's a no-no in my book. Okay.
I stand corrected. Okay, so you've won the outboard motor. Now hubby is going, you must have had his attention by then.
Yes. And so I said, well, what do we want to win next? And I was so naive, no kidding. I was so naive. And this book, I mean, Vincent Peale, you know, had a radio show and he had all these books at the in the library. And I thought, this man knows everything. And so he was my mentor at that time. And so I just went ahead and, okay, he's right. Now what do we want to win? And as I said, we had three young children. And I said, okay, what would we wanted to, and now I'm getting the children interest. And so my daughter said she wanted a new bicycle. And I said, well, let's go ahead and see what contest is giving away a bicycle. Now, remember, at that time, there were lots and lots of promotional things. And at the grocery store, they had a bulletin board with entry blanks, you know, all advertising their product, Nestle tea and Del Monte ketchup, etc. And they usually had 25 words or less, 50 words or less, or what... Just to name something. And so I get all these little contests, and then I look for, now let's see, what she wants, a twin bicycle. Oh, here, Nestle's chocolate has a contest, and you have to name a pony, and the winner wins twin bicycles and a pony. So the three of us, the children and I, sat there and I said, let's name a pony and let's get Pamela, my daughter, get her a bicycle. And they got very serious, you know, playing a game. And I said, what should we call them? And they were thinking, I wrote down Brownie and this and this and this. And all of a sudden, and he said, my son said, well, he bucks. And so, and it's, you know, so we wrote down him buck too. And then he prances. So we called him Prance Charming, and we send in the article Prance Charming, and that's what won her twin bicycle. But we would, again, send, there was something that when we started this project, one of the things Peale said, don't tell anybody, don't mention it to anybody, because many people are negative, and they can nullify your good energy, and then you think it's your idea. And it's not necessarily a failure, but it's a delay in results if you inject any negative in your end result. And so that was very important to me. We don't tell anybody anything. We just play this game, and she wants a swim bicycle. Let's win it for her. And now, yeah, we won the bicycle. And then the next thing was, what else do we want? Okay. To make a long story short, we won every year after I had what I called the formula. We would never, when we planned our vacation, we wanted to go to Disney World. So we want a trip to World. We want to go to the World's Fair in New York. Trip to the New, we want trips. We want, you name it, kid, and I'll claim it. Because this is, we became so proficient in this that I then, locally, was known as using witchcraft. And I changed that and I said, no, it's not witchcraft, it's wishcraft. And anybody can do this. And I was very, very, very open when I would get letters or telephone calls, people asking me to help them. And I would simply say, well, these are the rules, here it is. And that's when I wrote the book, The Name It and Claim It Game, with Winouvers, Win, W-I-N, Winouvers for Wishcraft. And that to date now, probably over 3 million or so books I've sold. And
wow.
That's it. I mean, that was the beginning of it.
You're now tuned in to Nicole Whitney's News for the Soul Highlights. Life-changing spotlights she has shared with leading teachers in the human consciousness field since 1997. Go now to newsforthesoul.com to hear the full shows totally free. That's newsforthesoul.com.
And then, you know, along the way, so much fun. I mean, you could project something and then you could anticipate. And it was so delightful because on my 40th birthday, I had read that Paris, France was a city of romance and love and light and so forth. And I announced to my husband, on my 40th birthday, I want to be in Paris, France, sitting at a sidewalk cafe, drinking wine with you. And I wrote a very offbeat article. I had this sense of humor that sometimes doesn't make sense. But what I wrote was, I want to go to Paris, France, because I'm curious to find out if a poop couple with 3 kiddos can recapture the rapture of springtime ecstasy in their fat 40 frustrated years. I send that was 50 words. I send it off to 2-3 different sponsors because many of the sponsors were offering the same prizes. So I could use my entry over and over. I didn't care who gave me the trip. I saw the end result, and that was it. And so, the first indication that I'd won a prize was I wound up winning a Hammond electric organ. And we got a big charge out of that because I told my husband, this started in January, and my birthday was going to be the 1st of June. And in March, I win this Hammond electric organ, and I said, well, I guess the judges read my entry, and they decided that I needed physical therapy, and playing the organ would be very good therapy. And we just had a fun thing with it, and it was almost May sometime. About the 15th of May, when I got the notice that I was being considered a prize. You know, usually they investigate you, and to investigate, they want to find out if you're related to the sponsor or to the judging firm. And, and then you have to have an affidavit for that because the contests and prizes, sweepstakes are on the very, very on the up and up. So I wouldn't have any qualms about entering because, they don't need any bad publicity. So this went on, and we won. I went to Paris, France, and one of the things, my son went a trip to New York, and then the dude ranches we went to. I mean, every year it was, let's go someplace else. And it was a family fun thing. But
Did you win every time, or did it come in different ways, or, was it a general intention, or did you win every contest?
No, I won every contest that I wanted, every item I wanted. But in the interim, I was logging and writing a journal at that time. 1 month, I won a prize every day, every cotton picking day.
Wow.
It was, it was fry pans, it was appliances, it was musical instruments, it was just different things, but I never lost sight of the fact of the big thing that I really wanted to win, because not every contest I entered did I win. I waited until, I mean, if I didn't win in one contest, I would send that same entry in if it was, you know, creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
I did this just on an ongoing basis, and I did this also with sweepstakes. When the World's Fair in 1964 and 65, they had the World's Fair in New York, and I stopped there for a couple of days because my son won a trip there with a Lindy Star Sapphire contest, and that was fabulous. And then we were on our way to Paris. This was on my 40th birthday. And while we were at the World's Fair, the Formica Corporation had built this fabulous home. And at that time, God, that was $50,000, valued at $50,000. And I was so looking forward to going to France, Paris, that I never even went to that World's Fair house. And the only time I remember that they had it, I came back, and as contesters do, every state or a local area has what we call, well, they have contest clubs, and I came and I belonged to this Dallas club, and we called ourselves the Compatriot, and we were always sharing entry blanks and ideas. And every time we would meet, we would go around the room, and each one would stand up and say, this month I won a month's supply of gas. I won $50 grocery at this store. I won this trip here, etc. And we were competing. I mean, it was fun. And we were very, very supportive. Well, while I was came back and told the girls about my trip to New York and then to Paris, and one gal said, well, did you see the Formica house at the World's Fair? And I said, no, I missed that.